O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruitive activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you. Dhanajana nahi mago kavita sundari shuddha bhakti deha more Krishna kripa kori. My dear Lord Krishna, I do not want material wealth from you, nor do I want followers, a beautiful wife, or the results of fruitive activities. I only pray that by your causeless mercy, you give me pure devotional service to you, life after life. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta. Keep leading. Tanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kame mama janmani janmani shre bhavatad bhaktir hoituki tvai dhana jana nahi mago kavita sundari shuddha bhakti deha more Krishna kripa kori. Here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering the Shikshashtaka prayers. The Kaviraj Goswami simply translates, really, the Sanskrit into Bengali, just puts it in Bengali language. The meaning is very straightforward and at the same time very profound. Nadhanam Najanam Nashunri. Everyone wants these things. The conditioned souls are generally after these objectives. Dhana, they want money. Either they want their small scale or huge scale, but where is money, where is money, where is money? Great concern. And if I could be rich, and then if I could be more rich, and still we could make more money. Dhana. People are very interested in wealth. And jana, followers. The big politicians want followers, the big authors want followers, big musicians want followers, big philosophers want followers. big sports figures want followers. High school students want followers. Practically, if someone can be a big man or a big person amongst his or her contemporaries, then they're happy. They count their followers. And that desire is there, the desire to have a lot of followers, a lot of adherents. Jhana. That's another kind of collecting. We can collect money. We can collect people. Of course, in the Krishna consciousness movement, we do these both things. We collect money and we collect people. But we collect them to offer to Krishna. If we collect a lot of money, it's not that now we become rich. I've collected so much money and I can bank it and enjoy. But whatever we collect is offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. So the collection propensity is there in everyone. We all want to collect something. You know, people collect stamps, people collect seashells or coins. Or they collect money. So we collect money or whatever else may be useful, but not for ourselves. We offer to Krishna. And Janam also. We want to increase the number, but not the number of my followers. Now I have 10, I could have 100. Now I have 100, I could have 10,000. Our goal is not that I should have a lot of followers, but that Krishna should have more and more devotees, more and more of the followers of Maya should become followers of Krishna. But a pure devotee doesn't want, Lord, may I have a lot of money, may I have a lot of followers. Or Sundari. Sundari means beautiful wife or beautiful girlfriend. These days people don't want wives, they want girlfriends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, people were more dignified. If they wanted a beautiful woman, they wanted to marry her. In any case, people want to have a beautiful wife for enjoyment. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, I don't want that. That's a kind of intoxication. My wife is so beautiful and I can enjoy. Dhanam, Janam, Sundari, very attractive features of the material world. Dhana, Jana, Sundarim, Kavitam. Kavitam here is translated as fruitive activities described in flowery language. Kavita means poetry. So in Bhagavad Gita, Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipaschitaha Veda Vadarata Partha Nanyadastiti Vadana. The less intelligent people, apaschit, less experienced, less intelligent, they're childish, avipaschit. Prabhupada translate, I think, says childish. Childish people are very much attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas. The Vedic literature describes the heavenly planets in very attractive language. And the less thoughtful people are attracted to that. And Krishna condemns in Bhagavad Gita that they're childish. You go to the heavens and beautiful girls and beautiful gardens and the demigods live forever and so on. And people read this and go, Kavita. Or even, that's Vedic, of course, now it's the advertising agencies. They're the main poets of the Kali Yuga. The
previous ages, it was the sages who offered Vedic direction. In the present age, it's the admin. Picture yourself feeling young and fresh, wearing our satin dresses from such and such. Yeah. Picture yourself, you know, you're a leader, you're strong, your people are, you think for yourself and you do what you want, you dress with blah blah, whatever it is. People think, yeah, I'm tough, I'm strong, I'm a leader, I spend all this money for their stupid suit. So, as described, you know, how whatever it is, if you buy this or you buy that, how good it is. And so people are engaged in fruitive activities, working to get something. Prabhupada says, will-o'-the-wisp. Really, all it is poetic language. The whole thing is the picture in the mind by poetic description. I won't make up any more. It's, you know, if they're not paying me, I'm not going to write any. But there's so many things. You know, if you pick up a magazine or you pick up, tune into the television, there are people who are paid good money to describe their awful product in poetic language so that it becomes attractive and you picture yourself in some sort of fantasy, some sort of illusion, some sort of ideal thing. You know, how much better your life is going to be because you have a lawn king lawnmower. Whatever it is. So kavita. Why just buy things? Now you're just an ordinary fellow working in the street. You could be a soldier. You could be on the front lines of technology and achievement. You could be defending your country. Yeah, I mean, the real story is you could get your head shot off. I was hearing that Rabindra Sroop was saying the average life of a soldier on the battlefield is something like 14 seconds or something like that in actual combat. The ordinary soldiers are just, you know, it's a question of numbers. If you have more than they have, then you can, you know, lose 25% of your force and win. So, but people, you know, sign on to the picture of how you could be something. And really it's just fruitive activities described in flowery language. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't want anything. Or kavita, Sundari kavita can also be put together of a beautiful poetic wife. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't want these things. Na, 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 na. Natanam, najanam, na sundarim, kavitam, va. Jagadisha, O Lord of the universe, Krishna, kamaye, I don't have these material desires. Mama janmani janmani shre. Generally, after being disappointed in material activities, one may become either suicidal or attracted to merging with the Supreme, which is another kind of suicide. That now I've seen the real nature of these fruitive activities or these material enjoyments, so now let me give them all up and become one with God. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't want that either. Mama janmani janmani shure bhavatad bhaktir haitaki tvai. I just want to serve you. Even life after life, that means liberation is not the point. Ohaituki bhakti. Ohaitu, hetu means cause. And ohaituki means without any cause, without any motive. Generally people are engaged in the service of the Lord for some motive. Even the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, arto artarti jigyasu ganicha. They're after relief from distress, they're after money, they're curious, they want to satisfy their curiosity, they're looking for knowledge. The two lower stages are looking for money or looking for relief. The two higher stages are curious and looking for knowledge. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, I don't want any, there's no motive here. I'm your servant, you're my master, I just want to serve you. Vahituki bhakti.
Ayi nanda tanuja kinkana, I'm sorry. Ati dainye puna mage dasya bhakti dan apanare kore shangshari jiva abhiman. In great humility, considering himself a conditioned soul of the material world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again expressed his desire to be endowed with service to the Lord. Oinanda tunuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam buddhau kripaya tavapada pankaja stitadhuli sadrisham vichintaya. O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant, but because of my fruitive acts, I have fallen in this horrible ocean of nescience. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of your lotus feet.
Elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada translates, somehow or other I've fallen into the ocean of material existence. And here Prabhupada says, because of my own fruitive acts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just says, patitam, I'm fallen. And Srila Prabhupada, let's see. Actually, Kaviraj Goswami translates this.
Tomar nitya dasmi, toma pasariya, pariyachon pavarnave, maya baddhaha. I am your eternal servant, but I forgot your lordship. Now I have fallen in the ocean of nescience and have been conditioned by the external energy.
There are some people who put forward the idea, you know, well, Srila Prabhupada said that we're eternal servants of Krishna and somehow or other we've forgotten our relationship with Krishna. And therefore we've fallen into material existence. There are some people who think that Srila Prabhupada didn't really mean that, or that that's not really the Vaishnav conclusion. But here we see that Kaviraj Goswami says, Toma Pasariya, I forgot you. That's his translation, his gloss, or his really a translation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement. Pasariya, Toma Pasariya, Pariyachon Pavarnave. Because I forgot you, I've fallen into this material existence. So if you have a problem with that, take it up with Kaviraj Goswami. That's what he says. Our problem, you'll never figure out when we forgot Krishna. That will be, it's anadi kal se, since time immemorial. If we try to figure out what happens way back in the beginning of time immemorial, we will knot our brains in loops and go mad. But the essential thing is to be understood. Tomar nitya dasmi, I am your eternal servant. And toma pasariya, I forgot you. Pariyachon bhavarnave, maya vandaha. I've become conditioned by the external energy and I've fallen into the bhavarnava, the ocean of birth and death. So, kripa kori kora more, paradhulis sam, tomar shevak koron, tomar shevan. Kripa kori kora.
more paradulisham. Please be merciful to me. To get free from material existence depends on the mercy of Krishna. It's not possible simply by one's own efforts, by performing ritualistic activities, merely by the force of sadhana, by intellectual understanding, by piety, by anything. Finally, kripa kori karo, to be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord requires the mercy of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, kripa kori karo, please give me your mercy. Please be merciful to me. And everything finally depends on Krishna's mercy. Paratulisham. Make me like a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Tomar shevak koro. Tomar shevan. I am your servant. Please engage me in your service. Please place me as a particle of dust. He doesn't say, place me as one of the big shots in the spiritual world. He doesn't specify, please give me this particular confidential relationship. Here, he simply says, I'm your servant. Please engage me. One may desire some particular service in the advanced stage in the spiritual world. One may desire some particular service, but that can't be prematurely realized. That comes with maturity. But here's the essence. Whatever the relationship, I'm your servant. The essence of all relationships is service. Whether it's dasya, shakya, vatsalya, madhurya, the relationship is that you're the master, I'm the servant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, please engage me in your service. Prabhupada said, that's Prabhupada's translation of the Hare Krishna mantra. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service.
Puna ati utkanta dainya hila utkam Krishna tai mage prema nam shankirtan.
Natural humility and eagerness then awoke in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He prayed to Krishna to be able to chant the Maha Mantra in ecstatic love. In each of these, as we go along, humility, humility, humility is awakening in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more and more. And here, utkanta, ati utkanta, exceeding eagerness, great eagerness. Nayanam galadashudharaya badanam gadgadhurudaya gida pulakaya nichitam vapukada tavanama grahane pavishyati. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is desiring the pure state of Krishna consciousness. These transcendental symptoms of ecstasy develop when one is purified. That can be imitated in the for some motive, dhanam janam sundarim. You know, I'll cry and all the girls will swoon. I'll cry and people will throw money at me. I'll roll on the ground and I'll have so many followers. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is desiring. In the Bhagavatam it said that one who chants Hare Krishna and doesn't experience these symptoms must have a heart that's framed with steel.
He's chanting Hare Krishna. He's coming in direct touch with Krishna, and nothing's happening. He's not experiencing any change. So Bhagavatam says his heart must be framed with steel. It's not melting, it's not changing, it's just mechanical. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Utkanta and Tanya, with great humility and great eagerness, is desiring to come to that stage where these symptoms of transcendental ecstasy will appear, and he'll chant the name of the Lord with transcendental love. Premadhan bina vyarta daridra jivan dasha kori vetan more deha premadhan. Without love of God, without love of Godhead, my life is useless. Therefore, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love of God. Hare Krishna. Rashantaraveshe hoilo vyogashpuran udvega vishadainyo kori pralapan. Separation from Krishna awoke various mellows of distress, lamentation, and humility. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a crazy man. Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrshayatam chakshusha pravrshayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I see the entire world as void. Udvege dibasha nayai kshana hoilo yugasham barshar megkaprai ashru varishe nayan. In my agitation, a day never ends, for every moment seems like a millennium. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in the rainy season. Govinda birahe shunyo hoilo tribuban tushanole pore jena na yai jiban. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in a slow fire. Sanatan Goswami explains that these symptoms of apparent distress lie at the summit of transcendental ecstasy. They appear to be distressing, they appear to be painful, but they manifest the highest feelings of transcendental ecstatic love for Krishna. And actually, these feelings are relished by the pure devotees. Krishna udasina hoila korite purikshan shaki shab kohe Krishna kara upekhan. Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me just to test my love, and my friends say better to disregard him. Etika chintite radhar nirmala hridoy swabhavika premar swabhava koila udoy. While Srimati Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So he's speaking in this way.
Irsya utkanta dhanya praudhi binoy eta bhav ekatai korila udoy. The ecstatic symptoms of envy, great eagerness, humility, zeal, and supplication all became manifest at once. Eta bhave radhar man astir haila sakigan age praudhi shloka ye parila. In that mood, the mind of Srimati Radharani was agitated, and therefore she spoke a verse of advanced devotional service, advanced devotion to her gopi friends. She bhave prabhu she shloka uchcharila shloka uchcharite tad rupa apane hoila. In the same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse, and as soon as he did so, he felt like Srimati Radharani. Ashlishya va padaratam panastumam adarshanan marmahatam kurotu va yata tata va vidhatu lampato mat prananatas tu sevanapada. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He's a debauchee after all and can do whatever he likes, but he is still no one other than the worshipable Lord of my heart. Ami Krishna Paradashi Teho Rasa Shukarashi Alingiya kore atmasat kiba na deya darashan jarena mora tanuman tabuteho mora prananat. I am a maidservant of the lotus feet of Krishna. He is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. If he likes, he can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or by not giving me his audience, he may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is he who is the Lord of my life.
Shaki he, shuna mor manir nishchoy, kiba anuraga kore, kiba dukkha diamare, mora prani shar Krishna anyanoy.
My dear friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions, whether he shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness.
Chari anya narigan mor vasha tanuman mor sobhagya prakata kuriya ta shabare deya pida ama shone kore krida she narigane dekana.
Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled, mind and body, by me. Thus he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me.
Kibateho lampata shata drishta shakapata anya nari gana kori shat more dite manapida mora age kore krida tabuteho mora prananat.
Or, since after all he's a very cunning, obstinate debauchee with a propensity to cheat, he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, he is still the Lord of my life.
Na gani apana duk shave banchi tarashuk tar shuka amar tatparja more jari diaduk tar huelo mahashuk she dukkha mor shuka parja.
I do not mind my personal distress,
I only wish for the happiness of Krishna. For his happiness is the goal of my life. If he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee does not care about his own happiness and distress. He is simply interested in seeing that Krishna is happy. And for that purpose, he engages in various activities. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that unhappiness as the greatest of all happiness. Those who are materialistic, however, who are very proud of material wealth and have no spiritual knowledge, like the Prakriti Sahajiyas, regard their own happiness as the aim of life. Some of them aspire to enjoy themselves by sharing the happiness of Krishna. This is the mentality of fruitive workers who want to enjoy sense gratification by making a show of service to Krishna. 52 is where we're supposed to stop today. Yeah. Any questions?